Good morning, everybody. Let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the good time that you have given to us. This morning, we come to you. We pray that your word speak to us as a body of Christ. And we pray that Holy Spirit enable us to do your word in our life, especially in SP context. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open our Bible, one verse from John chapter 20, verse 17. Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God to your God." So, brother and sister, if we see the calendar of the church, after resurrection, there are 40 days Jesus stayed with the disciple. And then after 40 days, he ascended to the heaven. And then during these 40 days, in the gospel, we can see 10 times Jesus appeared himself to the disciple. For the complete one, you can see from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Jesus appeared to the Cephas, Peter, and all disciples. And the last one, he appears to Paul. Today, I want to share every time I say one appearance, Jesus to the disciple. And I see from his appearance to the disciple, there are a lot of good things that we need and a lot of good things, teaching that Jesus want to tell us. The first one, the first one, he appears to Mary, Mary. I'm so proud to be a pastor of woman, because when I see Mary, I'm amazing. She is the first one that meet Jesus after resurrection. She has good heart, come and want to see Jesus, but she didn't realize that Jesus already resurrection from the dead. Yeah. When she want to visit Jesus, of course, there are a lot of dangers, because when they put the body of Jesus in the tomb, also the soldier guard the tomb. But Mary, just simple woman, "I want to see Jesus, I want to see Jesus, I love Jesus." And then Mary wake up early and then went to see Jesus. Look at this kind of simple faith, brothers and sisters. Where are all the disciples? Peter, John, and other? No one. The first one is Mary. That's why I'm amazing to see this kind of woman. And of course, I also found this kind of woman among our community at SPIN, and also at SP. So when Mary didn't find Jesus, she started weeping. And suddenly, Jesus saw himself to Mary. You know how happy Mary? Yeah. I remember Sunday 24th, when we start the first meeting. And I saw the sister come, of course not to me, to my wife. To my wife. And then, "Hey, mother, how are you?" And then they cling each other. Sorry, no social distancing at that time. they feel, "I miss you so much." Same happened to Jesus. And Mary want to hold Jesus for a long time. But Jesus said, stop. And then Jesus said, stop clinging to me. No worry. I have not leave you. That's the sentence. I have not leave you. But then, brothers and sisters, Jesus spoke two sentences really meaningful for us. The first sentence, he said, yeah, but go to my brethren and say to them, go to my brethren. Brothers and sisters, Jesus called his disciples as brethren. Something we forget about this. Jesus called the disciples as brethren. Of course, brothers and sisters, we as a believer, we have new status as son of God. But regarding intimacy, there are four steps intimacy as a believer. The first one, the intimacy as a believer. The second one, the intimacy as the disciple. The third one is the highest one during on the earth, the intimacy as a brother in with Christ. And then the last one, of course, the intimacy as a bride of Christ, which is happened after Jesus come for the second time. So Jesus called the disciple as brother. That means, brothers and sisters, they are so close each other. We are brother with Christ. So this is amazing for me. The second one, second sentence, he said that, okay, I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. This is starting Jesus told Mary, now, my God is your God. My Father is your Father. Have you think this deeply? That we can call our God as our Father. There are no religions like Christian. Only Christian call God as Father. To show how close we are and to let us know that we have a such privilege to call our God as Father. In the beginning, when Jesus teaches the disciple how to pray, he starts with the word, our Father in heaven. Now Jesus again told Mary that, my God, your God, my Father, your Father. Samuel has been married for 10 months. David Wu has been married for around 6 months. Is that 6 months? Yeah. Although Samuel has been married for almost 1 year, I as father still sometime bring food to him. Why? Because I love him. Yeah. Because I love. I still bring food. This is physical father, brothers and sisters. More of that. Yeah. Tomorrow, David and I, we will have makan. Yeah. We have tapinlo together. Yeah. We shall love each other. Yeah. David is my spiritual son. So, I believe like Jason also have son or daughter. Also show, even they already married, still bring food, maybe bring something. More of all, God is our Father, everlasting Father. That's why if you have problem, remember, our God is our Father. Yeah? If you want to know more about this passage, you can go to Romans chapter 5. Yeah? We can go directly to God because God is our Father. Number three, the practical aspect. If Jesus called the disciple as brother, and then Jesus said to Mary, my God is your God, my Father is your Father, that means between Mary and the disciple, they all brother and sister in Christ. They all brother and sister in Christ. So, as people who celebrate resurrection, we need to know how to live as brother and sister in Christ. That's the practical aspect. Yeah, once again, as the people who celebrate the resurrection, then we need to know how we as a brother and sister celebrate resurrection. We need to acknowledge, we need to love each other. This is some practical aspect as brother and sister that we should practice in our daily life. The first one, spend time together as brother and sister. Hebrews 10:25, not neglecting together. Not neglecting together. Today, after 4 months, I count after 15 Sunday, we cannot have worship together. And then after that, the government allow us. This is our opportunity to meet each other, spend time together, yeah, to show that our fellowship is not with our Father, but also with our brother and sister in Christ. That's why I want to say, Christianity is never single. Christianity always plural, because all of us, brothers and sisters, spend time together. This is the first one. The second one, if your brother sins against you, go and rebuke him in private. If he listens to you, you have wounded your brother. Matthew 18:15. That means tell the truth. Tell the truth to your brother and sister. Okay, tell the truth. Okay, brother, sorry to say, I need to let you know that your attitude is not too good in this situation. Yeah, tell the truth. Yeah, we never say, yeah, good. And finally, our brother go to sin. No, brothers and sisters. Yeah? Yeah? We need to tell the truth. That's the second part. The third part, be compassionate. So if one member suffer, all members suffer with. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. 1 Corinthians 12:26. Be compassionate. Today, we as a Spin family, we feel a little bit sad because Naning is on the way with PSM go to airport. Naning is finished work as domestic helper in Hong Kong. We feel lost. Yeah. He need to go back and then spend time with family. Yeah. For SP member, no, Naning sometimes come to SP and then sing, praise the Lord for us. We feel lost. So if there is one or two brothers who are in problem, do you come and call them and see them? Yeah, and try to encourage? Do you spend time for them? Just say, how can I help you to reduce your problem? Something like that. This is the model of living as brother and sister in Christ. The fourth one, forgive them. Do not take revenge or bear a grudge against member of your community, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Brothers and sisters, this is the most difficult part as brothers and sisters, to forgive them, to forgive them. When someone say, I'm sorry, yeah, please give me opportunity, then our responsible is to forgive them. To forgive them, to forget what they have done for that moment. Finish. Yeah, yeah. So don't let anger go in our relationship with our brother and sister. When the anger go in, then the result is, I hate you or I leave you. There is no forgiveness. I let you know, in the church, we cannot find perfect man. Perfect man, only Jesus. Yeah? Perfect, even your leader, even pastor, even a deacon or elder, we all have weakness. That's why God give us another way to protect us. The way is to forgive. To forgive each other. I know this is difficult, but don't forget, we get forgiveness from God. So one of the signs of the true believer is the ability to forgive other people in church. Number 5, seek good for them. See, to it that no one repay evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good for another and for all. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 15. Always seek good. Yeah. As a brothers and sisters, always seek good. I don't know how you practice this one in your house church. Do you seek good for other people? Or do you happy if your brothers and sisters do something wrong? So in the church, as a brothers and sisters, there is no competition. There is no competition. Yeah. In competition, when we go in, we want to be a winner. But in the church, always seek good for together. Yeah, always seek good for together. That's why I a little bit sad when Nanning leave the church, because we and Nanning always seek good. We never talk about something, oh, you are like this, you are like, no. We always think how we and Nanning can work together to build this church. Always seek good. How can I help you? Okay, how can you help me? Yeah? And we seek good together to build the church. Yeah. That's why after 13 years, she spent together with us, we can see that she leave a good footprint for us, because she always seeks good for other people. And then the last one, pray for them. Pray each other. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person is very powerful in its effects. James chapter 5, 16. As brother and sister in Christ, we should pray together. Yeah, I'm happy you guys come almost every morning for pray. Yeah, there are a list of praying. But of course, I also happy if the person who asking for prayer also come to the church, so that we can come and pray together. Yeah, this is the way we live as brother and sister in Christ. One more time, you and me, brother. So say hello to your brother and sister in this room. Now, before Samuel lead worship to us, we practice the last part. Pray for your brother and sister in this room. Yeah. you can find one, yeah, brother and sister, and you can ask them, brother, how can I pray for you? Sister, how can I pray for you? Yeah. I give 1 or 2 minutes, yeah? After that, Samuel will lead us in worship. Brothers and sisters, before we enter our community prayer, we need to pray for our church. We want to see that our church not only love God, but also must love each other as a family of God. Not only love Father God, but also love brother and sister. Sometimes we see people so love God, but neglecting brothers and sisters. Forget with brothers and sisters. No, we are one family. It is a time for us to pray more for SP, so that SP members not only love God, but also love brothers and sisters. There is no division. There is no competition. Yeah. We pray for our church so become heavenly community in Hong Kong. People who can gather together as brothers and sisters, enjoy God's love, rejoice in the Lord, peace, happy. This is the responsible of all of us as part of family of God in SP. Because this is our responsible, so everybody in this church need to do something to create, to support, to share, so that SP become heavenly community on earth. for our church, not only love Father God, but also love brothers and sisters. Our good fellowship become a heavenly fellowship on earth. We pray that every member of SP support, share, and do something to create SP become heavenly community on earth. Please forgive us if we forget to do this. Please forgive us if we are too selfish, Father. Please forgive us if we don't see other believers as our brother and sister in Christ. This morning we go back to what Jesus said. If Jesus called the disciple as brother, if Jesus said that God is our Father, then brother and sister in Christ in SP is one family. No more division, no more competition. We all must walk together as a family, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Let us start our prayer. We pray for community who are suffering with cancer. We pray that God will touch them. Who are in running chemotherapy or other treatment, may God also bless all the treatment. Let's pray together. Also pray for community brothers and sisters who have physical weakness at the same time. Also pray for them so that they can open their heart to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Let's pray. Brothers and sisters who are in infirmities condition, they have all weakness in their body. We pray that God will touch their body one by one. Also pray for brothers and sisters who have COVID. We pray in the name of Jesus, all positive cases become negative. And also pray for frontline medical workers. We pray that God will protect them one by one. also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. May God open the best way for them. Mission focus this morning, we pray for Japan, USA, we pray for India. We also pray for brothers and sisters who serve in that area, especially Pastor Sophia, Jumin, Hanjin, Ruth, Jess, and Kelly, and also Kelly in India. Let's pray together. Also pray for Mission Council, Pastor Samuel, and all brothers and sisters. We pray that God will lead them in bringing this church very active and join in mission. And adoption ministry, we pray for Cadence, who are the coordinator of this ministry. Pray for Friday night gathering. Yeah. IP, SP Youth, and SPU. So baby in the womb, that God always protect them one by one. Activity, yeah. There are few house church tonight that God will bless all house church. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good time that you have given to us. We also remember for Naning who fly to Surabaya soon in 1 hour. We pray for safe flight for her. We also pray for Sunday worship and ministry. We pray that you will bless the preacher and the worker who serve you on Sunday. Thank you, Father. Thank you for good time. Thank you. You remind us, we as brother and sister in Christ. So please, one more time, we pray that you always bless SP, become heavenly community on earth. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good time. Good weekend. See you on Sunday.